Jesus said, "I am the good shepherd. The good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep. I speak to you this day in the name of the Father, the Son, and the Holy Spirit. Amen." Amen. Please be seated. As many of you know, the head of the Anglican Church around the world is the Archbishop of Canterbury. I have lately been reading a book about the history of the Archbishops of Canterbury, a chronology that goes right back to Augustine, the first Archbishop, and all the way up to the last Archbishop, Rowan Williams. The first part of the book, of course, focuses on Augustine, the first Archbishop. It is very interesting because it explores his life and, of course, a time in England before the Church, before Christianity. Augustine was the first Archbishop of Canterbury and became so in the year 597, when the Pope Gregory at the time chose him to lead a mission to England, and who at that time England was still divided into a small number of kingdoms and worshipped pagan gods. There were a few Celtic Christians on the island who worshipped Christ, but in a much different way than Roman Christianity, of which Augustine was a part. Augustine now really didn't want to go on this journey, and on the way to England, he decided that he would turn back and go to Rome in an effort to get the Pope to change his mind about sending him. But of course, the Pope would not change his mind and sent Augustine all the way back to the English Channel with about 40 monks in order that he would cross that channel and bring Jesus and the Church to the very diverse people of the British Isles. We, of course, know that Augustine set the foundations of a successful mission, or we probably would not be sitting here today in church. Pope Gregory would not let Augustine abandon the mission to the English out of Christ's command for us, his church, to bring the Gospels to the ends of the earth and to all nations, and the belief that all people within themselves are looking for God, are longing after God. As we read in the Psalms, "As the deer pants for the water, so my soul longs after God." There is something in each and every single human being that is searching after God, that is in search after Christ. And it is our responsibility as the church to bring Christ to people who are searching. And this story of Gregory and Augustine is just one part of the grand story of the church doing that throughout history. Our reading today from the Gospel of St. John about Jesus the Good Shepherd is a call to mission, a call to sharing Christ, perhaps not some grand mission like Augustine undertook going to pagan England, but a mission and a call to share Christ in our own lives with those whom we encounter every single day in the daily tasks and jobs that our Lord has set before us. This is a famous story from the Gospel where Jesus says, "I am the good shepherd, and the good shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Of course, this is a metaphor that Jesus is giving us. He is the shepherd, and we are his sheep, and he will do anything to protect us and take care of us, even die for us on the cross. Jesus then says that there are hired hands that care for the sheep as well, but as soon as the wolves come, the hired hands turn and run away, and the wolves come and snatch the sheep. Jesus then again says, "I am the good shepherd. I know my own, and my own know me. Just as the Father knows me, and I know the Father, and I will lay down my life for the sheep." Jesus says, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold." Jesus is saying that although he is an Israeli, he is a Jew, his message of salvation is for all the people of this world, and others will know his voice when he calls to them. He ends this discourse by saying, "There will be one flock, and it will be led by one shepherd." You may have heard this story of the Good Shepherd before, or see it depicted in stained glass windows or in paintings, and you may be asking yourself the question right now, what does this story of the Good Shepherd have to do with mission, with sharing Christ and his message? Well, first Jesus says, "I know my own and my own know me, but I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold. I must bring them all also, and they will listen to my voice." Jesus, of course, is talking about how his message of salvation is not just for the people of Israel, but for all people, and there will be people who are not Jewish who will be searching after him, who will know his voice when he calls to them. We live in a world where many people are searching. We live in a world where many young people are searching. And we, as the church, as Christ's body, must be his voice. We must offer him to people in the world around us by the words we speak and the actions that we undertake. If we, as the church, are speaking and acting as Christ, people will look at us and know that we have something different to offer. They will hear the voice of Christ, and it will touch the longing in their hearts for him. Christ says, "I have other sheep that do not belong to this fold," and that statement is still true today. Secondly, in his discourse about the Good Shepherd, Jesus talks about the hired hands and the wolves that come to snatch sheep away. There are many people in our country, in our city, in our lives who have been failed by hired hands and snatched away by wolves. In Jesus' discourse, the hired hands are those religious leaders who have caused pain to the people of Israel and led them away from God. Unfortunately, there are many people in our own society who have been hurt by religious leaders and the church and have given up their faith in Christ because of that. We can think of people we know who have been hurt by the church in small ways, but we can also think of people such as the First Nations of this country who were put in residential schools who have been hurt in big ways. Part of our job as the church, part of our mission as the church, is to reach out to people whom we have hurt and reconcile with them, just as Christ reconciled us to God the Father through his death on the cross. We also have many people in our world who were part of the church for many years, who have then been snatched away by wolves. Wolves are those things in our world that try to snatch people away from the church, draw people away from the gospel. Many people have left the church to follow different political philosophies, the pursuit of money and success, and countless other things that draw people away from Christ and his church. There are many different voices out in our society and the world that are trying to get our attention, but we are called as the church to offer the voice of Jesus to the world, to those who have gone astray. The thing about this is this: many people have left the church in search of something else, but they have not found what they are looking for. They have not found the answers out there that they are looking for. Again, part of our mission as the church is to reach out to people and offer them the gospel afresh and anew and welcome them back into the fold of the church. We do this in our daily lives by how we live and how we act with the people we encounter. The third thing that this passage of scripture about Jesus the Good Shepherd has to do with mission is sacrifice. Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep." Everyone else, we are told by Jesus, runs away, but the Good Shepherd, out of his love, remains and protects the flock, sacrifices for the flock. Our mission to the world, especially to the world that we live in today, will cost us something. It may cost us relationships. It may cost us time and financial resources. There's a whole host of things that it will cost us, but it will cost us something, is what we must know. Just like it was a sacrifice for Augustine and his companions to go to England, mission too in the world today will still cost us something. Jesus says, "I am the Good Shepherd. The Good Shepherd lays down his life for the sheep. I am the Good Shepherd. I know my own and my own know me, and I lay down my life for the sheep." Jesus is the shepherd and we are the sheep, and we are lucky enough to have a very intimate relationship with him, and we are called to offer that relationship to the rest of the world. We as the church, as followers of Jesus, are called to leave this place and be good shepherds as he is. We are called to search and look for those sheep who are searching for Jesus. We are called to go find those lost sheep who have wandered away from the flock, and that will take sacrifice, just as it did for our Lord himself. Today, we are called by Jesus to mission, and just like Augustine went to England with his monks, we are called out together into the unknown. We are called to cross the channel and to offer the love of God to this world and to everyone we encounter. Amen.